This is episode 360, recorded July 1st, 2016. Packard pokes at Panning Pat, Funding Fundies, and Slippery Slopes. I want to thank Dawkins Dog from the chat room for this week's show title.
What time is it? It's Packard pokes at time. Hat? Check. Shirt? Check. Pants? Optional. Mug? Double check. Check us out at cafepress.com/PackardPokesAt where you can get all this great merchandise and more.
Do you like Packard Pokes At and want to hear it on demand and on the go? Download the free app today at Stitcher.com. Available on iOS, Android, Nook, and iPad.
This is Packard Pokes At, and I'm poking at your news.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to another fine edition of Packard Pokes At. I am your immutable and unmutable host, Packard Sonic. And joining me tonight from the far west coast is Connie Practical Magic 9.
Hello. Yes, I'm channeling 90% less Sylvia Brown this week. My voice is doing much better. Thank you.
The only thing I can channel is a road, and then I just follow it.
My husband found it very off-putting, and I don't blame him. So,
I could go in so many different directions on that.
Mostly, Sylvia Brown said, "God, I didn't expect this."
Yeah.
Oh. But who does?
Yes, exactly. The voice. The voice can be very off-putting. If I was dating somebody that had a voice like that, with a woman that had a voice like that, I'd be going, check, please. All other business began to shut down his business accounts and derailing his attempts at fundraising. Isn't that great? He just showed his true God.
Yep.
Cash!
Ka-ching.
Ka-ching, ka-ching, ka-ching. In a hate-filled sermon, Pastor Anderson complained that the LGBT people and their allies were trying to shut him down by ranting this. This was his quote. He says, "It's war! You know, that filthy sodomites have done towards our church and us and our friends and our fellow pastors that actually have the guts to say what needs to be said? You have the guts to say it? No, you're just a fucking bigot."
Yeah. The nerve to say it.
The climate in this country is changing. It's where people are becoming more accepting. You're in the hole, man. You are in the deep hole, looking up out of the hole, saying, "Hey, look at all the sodomites up there." And you're saying, they're the ones in the dark. You're the one that's in the goddamn hole. And the fact is, he thinks that the LGBT people are coming together. Like, they all have the special secret handshake. Like, "Hey, you in the LGBT club? Yeah, let's join that. And, hey, Pat Anderson said some really nasty shit about us. Let's go after him." None of that's happening. He had the nerve to post this shit and thought, "I can say whatever I want, and there's going to be no repercussions."
The last part is where he's exactly wrong.
Exactly wrong.
He can say a lot of things.
Right.
But he doesn't want any consequences for it, and he's blaming, I can't believe he's blaming, well, the LGBT people for PayPal and these other venues for shutting them down. They have what's acceptable use policy.
Yes, they do.
And one of the things that says PayPal not being used to promote hate, violence, racial intolerance, and the exploitation of crime. And a lot of these other places, it's the same thing. That's who Pastor Anderson is encountering. And he wants to make it a conspiracy.
Oh, yeah. He goes on to say, I'm going to skip ahead here. He says, "This is what they've here's what they've done in the last few weeks. They got our PayPal account shut down, so they can't take any more online donations. We set up another company, Givelet. They got that shut down. Qgive, I guess. I don't know. They got that shut down. BitPay, they got that shut down. They shut down our iTunes podcast." I didn't even know this fucker had an iTunes podcast. I don't track this fucker. I have nothing more to do with them. The fact that we showcase him on the show, and then that's it. Because I don't want to have anything more to do with him. The fact that he has had an iTunes account, I am so happy that they did. But the thing is, what he doesn't understand is these are privately owned companies. They can set up their rules to either allow you in or not allow you in based on what they want.
Right. If he wants to be able to say whatever he wants at any time he wants, then he needs to create his own service.
Right.
You know, that would might. I don't want to give him an idea.
Right.
But that would be something that he and all of his other hate-filled pastors could do, I guess.
Yeah. So the thing is, what I think happens here is, remember several months ago they had those pizza places, like, I ain't selling to no queers. And then they put that thing on GoFundMe page.
Yes.
And they had made a lot of money. Their train of thought is like, if I say some really hateful shit, I can get people to donate a lot of money to me. Well, he wasn't anticipating the fact is that train has already left the station. It's already gone. These companies are going, hey, we're going to start watching for this hateful shit. And as soon as it is, and if you're on our service, we're going to shut you down. We don't have to, as a business, we don't have to give you freedom of speech. It's just not there. It's their private business. They're not the government. Because they're not the government, they're not restricted to freedom of speech. Their freedom of speech is cash. And they say whatever happens on their service is what happens or doesn't happen.
They're a business. They have a brand, and they have a company policies. They have to care about not just Pastor Steve Anderson, but they have to care about all of the other people who use their services. And if they let this go, you know, those complaints.
They probably make millions a day.
Right.
And if they see that this pastor's on there, and they know that he's on there, and other people find out, hey, Pastor Anderson, this hate fuck is on here, we're going to take our business someplace else because there are a lot of other places to go. And since he has to use his real name, he can't set up a dummy account.
So imagine that.
Yeah, so imagine that. One of the nice things, though, that came out of this also, one of the other nice things, another one, Pastor Roger Jimenez, a California pastor who made headlines.
Oh, yeah, Jimenez. Yeah.
Jimenez, whatever his name is. I don't fucking care about him either.
Sorry.
It's all right. When he cheered the actions of the shooter for the LGBT attack and standing in his pulpit saying that he shouldn't be mourning 50 dead sodomites. Okay, or words to that effect anyway. I'm not going to give him an exact quote here. But the thing is, his church is rented or leased, something like that.
It's like in a business complex mall thing. Yeah.
And they said, hey, you know what? Your lease is coming due. We're not going to renew it because we think you're fucking disgusting pieces of shit. But because we're better than you are, and we know that if the shoe was on the other foot, you would have just kicked us right out on our ass, we're going to give you to the end of the lease.
Right.
Once the end of the lease is, you got to hit the bricks.
Yep. I think they even incentivized them to leave early. And I think it was something about not incurring penalties or something like that. But I love how you opened it up too, because Pastor Anderson, this clip is actually quite beautiful. He actually throws a tantrum talking about the being cut off from PayPal and other online funding. He climbs up on top of his pulpit and he starts screaming at his congregation saying, if you in any way support being lax and forgiving towards LGBT people, blah, 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 you can get out of my church right now. You know, the independent Baptist churches, they're not a denomination, they're a doctrine. And each individual Baptist church doesn't answer to a larger body. Mm-hmm. So they kind of have this, you know, I'm a cowboy attitude. They feel that they only answer to God and their pastor. And they think that they're all pastors, depending upon the thing. So, but Pastor Steve Anderson is worshiping mammon. He's worshiping money. And there's all kinds of scripture about, you know, you shouldn't do that.
Yeah.
Now, Matthew 6:24.
One of the things he said here, he says, look, no one in a million years would have thought when I was a child that our country would have ever accepted this stuff amongst Christians. Really? You are insane. You think I'm preaching too hard? You have lost your mind. No, Pastor and I'm going to use that word very loosely, you have lost your mind. You are a hateful piece of shit.
Yep. Can't believe it.
Don't believe it. And tonight we have our unbelievable deity. I do have a correction I have to make before we get started, though. The page I was getting this from is from God Checker, and there's some stats on there. And they actually have the name, supposed to have the pronunciation of the deity's name. And the pronunciation they just have in Coming Soon. Well, apparently I mistook that as the actual pronunciation for it. So I apologize. I didn't realize this. I'm looking at this like, they all can't be pronounced Coming Soon. It's just P-A-N. I mean, really?
I did actually find a possible pronunciation, by the way. Can I just interject that
sure.
real quick? Payine.
Yeah.
P-A-Y-I-N-E. Payine instead of just Pan. But
yeah.
I don't know if that's really accurate because we're talking about ancient Greek, which might be a dead language, but
right.
anyway.
Now, there was
yeah.
something. Now, there
coming
was
soon.
Coming soon, yeah. I apologize.
Which is appropriate, given who it's Pan.
Yeah. True. True. Now, there was really something really interesting when we talk about Pan. The word panic comes from the deity Pan. It's a derivation of that word.
Did not know that.
Yeah, it's on the wiki page here. His name originates with the ancient Greek language, the word pan, so citation is slightly needed, meaning to pasture. The modern word panic is derived from the name. He has hindquarter legs, horns of a goat, and the same manner of the fawn of Satyr, or Satyr.
Or
Satyr. His homeland, rustic Arcadia. He is also recognized as the god of fields, groves, and wooded glens. Because of this, Pan is connected to fertility and the season of spring. And there's some other little bits on here. Apparently, this is what happens when God has sex with a sheep. Now, speaking of that, real quick here, I did see this in there, which was really kind of interesting. Apparently, his mother had sex with like 105 different
That's one of the stories.
Yeah, it's one of the stories. And apparently this blending of 105 different dudes created Pan. Yeah, that's not how DNA works. I'm sorry. It don't work that way. But
what are they, cats?
Yeah. Well, I forgot to put up the picture. But there's a picture of Pan. Not the lady in the background there, but the picture of him blowing on a pan flute.
Yes, that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, there's lots of depictions of Pan and statues and...
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
Now, one of the other things here is about Pan. He's also known as Faunus, the fornicating Roman god. In his time, his carefree lifestyle began to upset early Christians, of course.
Yep.
Because Christians are often stick in the muds. Somebody else is having a good time, it ain't me. Better make a law against it or a rule or something, you know.
Definitely uptight about sex.
Yeah, definitely uptight about sex. So you saw this early temptations as a manifestation of the devil. Because if you look at the devil in many depictions, like watch any episode of South Park that has Satan in there, he's got the hindquarters. That's where Pan comes from, too. That's where the depiction, the horns on the head, the hooves, the upper man body, the fangs, I guess. I don't know. That's kind of all in there, too. Who would have also thought the horny old goat would have become the blueprint for the popular conceptions of Satan, which I just read there?
Well, it also has to do with the reason that is so is because the winners get to write history.
Mm-hmm.
And so the Christianity is actually noted in other historical documents as the death of Pan once Christian theology took over. And the Christians went through and, I mean, they destroyed so much artwork because it was temple worship and sacrifice art
mm-hmm.
and worshiping all these gods. And they particularly hated the satyr Pan because he was so sexually connected with sex and nature.
Yeah.
And so they co-opted him to be the devil.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Before that, it wasn't like that.
Dawkins mentioned in the chat room, he says, why did God have to tell the Israelites not to fuck goats? They must have been doing it. Yeah. That's a possibility, too. They probably were. That's where all those sheep jokes come from. It's like, meh, meh. Well, there you got Pan, you know.
We make those a lot on Atheist Bible and No Wardrobe, don't
yes,
we?
Yes. Oh, yeah. We've made a lot of those on the Atheist, the Bible, No Wardrobe, which the night of this broadcast, it dropped earlier this morning. So go ahead and get the latest version of that. And we also had a review. Well, we had a comment on the Atheist, the Bible, No Wardrobe. It wasn't very flattering, but we spanked the shit out of the person that wrote it because it was just so bad.
It was consensual.
It was, yeah.
Sorry.
But it's on the previous episode of Packard Pokes at the staff meeting. If you want to hear it, you have to download that episode. If you haven't listened to it, you don't know what you're missing.
But I'm just a frustrated comedian, so.
Yeah, so am I, apparently. Apparently, I'm just a frustrated comedian, too. I must have to go get laid, I guess. Anyway.
But, you know, if you'd been worshiping Pan, that was.
Yeah, you know, if I'd been.
That's all about.
Yeah, maybe if I'd been worshiping Pan, maybe I would have been getting laid a little bit more often. I don't know.
I think so. Yeah. I think so. Well, you know, sex magic is one of the most powerful magics. And a lot of the pagan.
Yeah. Like,
you know.
Yeah. Like, what was it? Who said that? Brian Fisher? Sex is very powerful. He must be following Pan, I guess. One of the reasons why we brought up Pan is because they recently made a new discovery.
Mm-hmm.
During some excavations of an ancient city of Hippos, Susita, whatever,
Caesarea. In Israel, north of Israel, within Israel, I think, yeah. Isn't it?
They found a picture of a bronze mask, not a picture of the bronze mask. That'd be kind of interesting, wouldn't it? That'd be. I found a picture in this cave that's been buried for thousands
of
years.
That must be legit. Now I saw it on the internet.
On the internet. Must be true, right? Yeah. But there's this picture of this woman holding this bronze statue or the head of the mask or whatever, and she's got this grin on her face, like, "Oh, I'm gonna get some tonight."
Very pretty young woman, actually.
Yes. Yeah, she is. She is very pretty. Very pretty. Yeah.
Which is, I found it interesting that they find this within Israel. But mm-hmm. It's, if you look at how they think that the worship of Pan happened, it happened outside of the city gates. It happened in caves and in glens and natural areas where you would find sheep and shepherds and everything.
You know, the reason why is
they could tell by all the red Solo cups and all the used condoms.
I was going to say they did it because they have fires and orgies and things, so they had to move it outside because, you know, regulations, you know, fire regulations, too many people in one location. Yeah.
We have for sky clad, you know, if we're not sky clad, we don't meet.
Right. Exactly. So anyway, Pan, another deity that's completely unbelievable.
Contact us by email at ppappodcast@gmail.com or on Twitter as @PackardPokeSat. Like us on facebook.com/PackardPokeSat. Call our Google Voice and leave a message at 662-709-PPAP or 662-709-7727, and we will respond to it on the show. Friday nights at 9 p.m. Central Time, join us live at vaughnlive.tv/PackardPokeSat. During the show, you can share your thoughts with us by calling 857-216-3200 using PIN number 35368 or on uberconference.com/PackardPokeSat. For links to the stories, visit our show page at packardpokesat.wordpress.com. You can help support the show by purchasing merchandise from cafepress.com/packardpokesat or make a donation to the show at patreon.com/packardpokesat. If you can't afford any money, why not share the show with your friends and rate us on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Spreaker, and on YouTube. For everyone that shares and rates us, you kick ass.
The Atheists,
the Bible,
and No Wardrobe, the podcast.
Wait a minute. No wardrobe? You mean we're going to be naked while we do this?
Well, seeing how I'm an atheist and I'm reading the Bible, and since clothes are flammable,
fire, fire, fire,
I thought it might be a good idea to take them all off first.
Naked or not,
Follow along as we read, analyze, and try to keep you from falling asleep as we go through this boring-ass book.
Find us on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spreaker. Who knows? We may even be on YouTube someday. Be sure to check out our second podcast, The Atheist, the Bible, and No Wardrobe. It's a good laugh. If you're looking for a flat reading of the Bible, go elsewhere. If you're looking for somebody that can explain some of this shit to you, that's the podcast you want to listen to. We have a good time, and we, as much as we tried not to give you nightmares, the Bible's given us enough nightmares as it is, just reading the damn thing.
That's right. So, we're all about poking fun.
Yeah, it's all about poking fun, and we're trying to be as accurate as possible, but damn, this thing is just so fucked up. So fucked up. No sex, no drugs, no wine, no women, no fun, no sin, no you, no wonder it's dark. Pat Robertson, what a piece of work he is. He is always saying something incredibly stupid, and I think he's been visiting Pan. Going back to the previous segment there. Anyway.
He was watching and taking notes.
Yes, he's been watching and taking a lot of notes.
Yep.
Anyway, we were just discussing how we were going through the Bible. And we've come across a lot of places so far where there are multiple marriages. And Christians seem to have no problem with this, usually. But Pat Robertson is going to do an acrobatic act, at least mentally anyway. Let's hear the mental gymnastics he does on multiple marriages.
This is Sam, who says, in Exodus, God gave Moses the Ten Commandments, and the seventh commandment is, thou shalt not commit adultery. But men continued to have more than one wife until the end of the Old Testament. My question is, would that still technically be adultery?
It wasn't. They were marrying these women, and they had multiple wives. The kings did, and others did. David had several wives. So that was certainly after Moses had written, and that wasn't considered adultery, which means one of these days, trust me, the laws concerning polygamy are going to be taken out, because the only reason they have laws against polygamy is because it is said it is unbiblical and it is not Christian, and therefore they shouldn't do it. Mm. And so if you can have all the other things that the Supreme Court has ruled on, believe me, they're going to say that it's unconstitutional to forbid polygamy. We look at the New Testament, which says a man should have one wife and be content with one wife rather than multiple wives. It's in the New Testament. But that wasn't adultery, because they were married. They got married. The man looked after the wives. They were his wives, and he had a covenant relationship with all of them. That's in the book, all right?
What a lying sack of shit. King David had multiple wives himself. And the fact is, he said that, well, they had a special relationship with each one of those wives. Like, I guess today we couldn't do that too? You know, if somebody wanted to throw up polygamy as a thing for the next Supreme Court hearing, I don't see a problem with it myself, if that's what they want to do. I would say there should be a limit on it. I would say, you know, there should be maybe no more than 4 or 5 people in one relationship. I mean, or marriage. That I think if we're going to do this, we could do it in small steps.
Well, I think that if we would bring polygamy out of the shadows and into a more exposed situation, we wouldn't wind up with children growing up in polygamy cults and girls being married off, young girls, you know, without consent. But what really angers me is that Pat Robertson takes this question and subverts it and tries to make the point that the next thing that's going to happen that he finds immoral in our country, mm-hmm. Because of LGBT rights and because of other, you know, abortion and other things, the next thing that's going to happen is that polygamy is going to be legal. And the fact is, his only argument is from a biblical standpoint, you know, that, well, guess what? It David actually married all these people. Well, you know what? No, he had wives and he had concubines, which is basically a stable of call girls.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, but he kept them off the streets. Yep. I don't know. He was able to have a different girl every night of the week. I don't know.
And not to mention, according to the Bible, not that I believe any of the fucking story is true, but he sent the husband of the woman away to get murdered in a war that probably didn't need to be started to begin with, or was already engaged in a battle, and said, "Hey, you need to go take over the head of this battle because I know you're going to get killed there." Not, he didn't say that to him directly, I'm supposing, but he said, "You know, go there," because David was out on his rooftop, saw Bathsheba taking a bath, so he's one of those, you know,
he's a peeping Tom.
He's a peeping Tom, yeah. If you're talking about perverts, people, he's a pervert. In that instance, of course, I said everybody's a little perverted. You know, I don't have a problem with it, really. Honestly, he's like, he saw her. It's like, oh my gosh, like nobody else has, you know, body parts. But if you're taking a bath on the roof and you know that the king could see you from the highest point,
it's an ugly story. He took, according to that story too, her husband, Bathsheba's husband, was one of his most loyal generals.
Yeah.
Didn't question anything.
Yeah.
And David took advantage of that.
Yeah.
And then again, the way God's solution to punish them for, you know, the indiscretion and for Bathsheba's husband being, I don't even think it had anything to do with the husband being murdered on the front lines, was that God killed the baby. And it's a terrible story, but you know, the thing about having one wife, a lot of Christians like to say, well, that was the Old Testament, this is the New Testament. And the Pauline letters, I think they are, talk about being the husband of one wife. And that's become a problem in the modern church because we have a lot of divorce. Divorce is actually higher amongst believers. And the problem is that you can't get male deacons if they've been married before.
Right.
And so, well, it's the husband of one wife at a time. And then there's even other, you know, cleave unto one wife. Well, you know, again, it just depends on frequency, I guess.
Right.
Now
the Bible is split. If you go into the Bible, it says, is polygamy okay? Well, the Bible says yes in several. Wow, there's a lot, actually.
Tons of places
where it says it's okay. And the problem is that it doesn't say it's not a good thing to do. Only in, it looks like there's about 20 different passages here where it says it's okay.
Yeah.
And it says, five, it says it's not okay. So if people want to hold to their Bibles, I would think, you know, well, if it says more of these and these ones, then obviously those ones must be right. Well, polygamy is okay according to your Bible. So get married, everybody, to as many people as you can.
As much people as, you know, again, whoever wants to support whoever. I mean, if you're adults and you can consent, that's not any business of mine, I don't really care.
Now, there is, unless you're a bishop. Now, the bishops say, it says in the Bible that only bishops can only have one wife. You're only allowed one wife if you're a bishop. So if you're not a bishop, you're good to go, man or woman, whatever.
Yes.
Whatever you like. So, yeah.
Yeah, church leaders can only have one. So I guess they have to divorce all of the other ones if they want to be a church leader.
Yeah. Dawkins said in the chat room, he says, if a man wants more than one wife, who am I to tell him he can't be that depressed?
I don't know why somebody would want more than one spouse. Really? Yeah. It's just like, really?
Well, I can think, nowadays, I can think of good reasons why. Finances. Right now, you can't afford everything. People can't afford places to stay, so they kind of bundle up.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Well, if you're in a situation where you're talking about where everybody's like working, yes.
Yeah, as long as everybody's working, then. But if you got like one person that's not working, then you kick them out.
Tax breaks.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I could imagine the tax breaks. They give tax breaks to married couples. Could you imagine what the tax breaks would be between multiple married couples?
You know, they'd make you choose which is your first wife, and then it probably be less and less with every subsequent wife.
Maybe. It might
maybe.
Be. Yeah, maybe.
I don't know.
And for those religious people, think of all the little tax deductions. No, not tax deductions. Think of all the little people that you could try to indoctrinate into the church.
But they are tax exemptions.
Yes. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You're supporting them. Yes. Yeah. And all of the
It's just the first two. After that, it's you're on your own.
That's the biggest reason that people have large families in most fundamental denominations, and why they adopt children is because these are souls for heaven.
Adoption is different. Adoptions, you get money from the state if you get adoption, because you have to take
yes.
We're getting off track. Anyway, Pat Robertson, go fuck off. If people want to get multiple married, hey, as long as they're adults consenting, it's none of your goddamn fucking business.
Yeah, it's just not.
It's just not.
Why does everyone keep thinking I'm a troll?
Da, 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 da. And tonight we have our truer troll. So Connie is going to try to troll me as much as she possibly can, because we talked about that last week on the show. About trolls.
Yes.
And yes. We had a ball with Sofane. Thank you, Sofane, again for coming on the show.
Thank you again, Sofane. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, they have a new video. Poisoning the Well has a new video that came up this last week on YouTube. Please go look it up.
It's really funny. Anyway, Connie's going to try to troll me with headlines, and I'm going to try to see if I know if it's a true headline or if it's a troll headline. So let's get that first headline out, Connie.
All right. Naked man in Times Square yells, "Donald Trump jumps from the ledge."
That sounds like that's true.
Yes, it's true. HuffPo.
I wish I was wrong on something like that. I was watching a show where they're looking for Cheetos with a presidential face or famous person's face. They pay him a lot of money. The Late Show, he goes, "Look, I found a Donald Trump. It's all orange." So,
yes. All right. Eric Trump. "Hispanics are afraid of my father because he'll send them back to Asia."
I think that's true.
That's a troll.
Oh, crap. Well, I'm doing 50% so far.
"Girl who created the term Brexit is angry and thinks you owe her money."
I'm going to call that a troll.
That is true.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, I'm doing horrible tonight.
She actually created a couple of other things that became very popular. That was from HuffPo.
Really? Jeez.
Yeah. But yeah, she wants all about the money.
Wow.
All right. Palin. "If Trump fails, I will leave a Bible Blexit and will create a United State of God."
Palin said this?
Sarah Palin.
I'm going to say true.
It's a troll.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I am doing horribly tonight.
I'm trying very hard tonight. I know, but that's news low. That sounds like something Palin would say, though.
It would say something like she would say. Shit.
I know. Malaysia. 55-seat passenger train vanishes on its way to China. 1,337 people are missing.
I think I heard this. Yes, it's true.
It's a troll.
Oh, shit. Oh, I heard something like about something similar to that. Jesus Christ.
I don't think you can take a train from Malaysia.
I have no idea.
I know. Okay. Body parts wash up on the shore of Rio's Olympic volleyball beach.
All right. That's a troll.
That's true.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I've only hit one all night. Damn.
It's rather morbid. It probably has something to do with gangs and violence. Anyway.
Oh, man. You're skunking me here. Skunking me. Okay, what's the next one?
Ann Coulter. Mm-hmm. "The only immigrants here are Mexicans, Indians, and black people."
That sounds like something she would say, yes. I'd say that's true. It's a troll, right?
It's a troll. Oh,
Jesus Christ. Damn. Son of a bitch.
Sorry.
No, you're doing great. I had to have one really bad night. It's balance week.
This is fate. We don't believe in fate.
I don't believe in fate, right? No.
Shedding snake gets lost inside its own skin for 3 hours.
All right, that's a troll.
That's true.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Damn it.
That's the HuffPo. And I don't know if I said the previous one for Coulter was Newslow.
Oh.
But that's the HuffPo weird news.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
There's even a video of the snake. It's like in Circle of Life or Death.
Oh,
as it
man.
Were. Man swims in a 1,500-gallon pool filled with Coca-Cola and Mentos.
That one's true. I think I saw the picture.
Yes, it's true. Yay.
Yeah, I got 2 out of 10 so far.
Hunter finds bullets from American Civil War in a 185-year-old alligator's hide.
I think that's true. Sounds true.
It's a troll.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
That's from World News Daily Report.
Oh, of course. Well, alligators do live a very long time. I thought, someone may have taken a pot shot at one. And
okay, just shake it off. Yeah, reptiles live a long time, actually.
Yeah. Damn.
Number 11. Mitt Romney says he may vote for his wife instead of Donald Trump.
All right, I'm going to go true because it sounds...
Yes.
Okay, I got 3 so far.
I think he said he would write her in.
Okay. That one vote's going to count, dude.
Yeah, well, he doesn't care. He's a CEO of a company. He can buy what he wants.
Yeah.
But dunk. All right.
All right.
Last one. China tries to dispel bad rap with actual bad rap.
That sounds so weird. I'm going to say true because it's true?
Yes, it's true.
It was so weird. I thought, okay, now that's got to be a troll, but no, that sounds really weird, so it's got to be true.
It was. I listened to part of it, and they're saying, yeah, well, what do we have? We do have really bad pollution, and we had this really bad food, bad food coming out of our country, and blah, 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 but China's still cool.
Oh, Jesus Christ. What did I have, like 4 out of 12?
4 out of 12, correct.
Oh, Jesus Christ. That's terrible. That's horrible.
No.
That's horrible. I'm going to cry now.
It's next week, Rocky. You just have to train harder.
Just got to train harder. Read those stories. Look at the stories. Shake it off.
Go hunting at the beach with a really other buff guy and drink some raw eggs and
punch some meat.
That's right. Punch some meat.
Yeah, that'll do it.
That's right. We didn't pay for that song, so I'm stopping now. I love that movie.
I hope you did way better than I did at home and kept your fingers off the Google machine. I certainly did. You could tell, and it fucking tells.
It shows. I'm sorry.
It shows. I've been immersed in about 10 million other things right this week. So. My nose news is a little bit crooked this week. So.
Oh, goodness. Oh.
Hey. We even get pwned here on the show. That's why we do this segment. Say, hey, because I've listened to the podcast and I was like, they cover a story. It's like, that's not a true story. And I'm screaming at it, but they never correct themselves. So we will try to correct ourselves. We get a wrong story. And here is a perfect example of where we get our stories from so you can see if we're true or not. So
Yes.
Dawkins Dog said, if I had a chance to Google, I wouldn't have sucked like a vacuum cleaner. Yeah, tell me about it. So yours was only a vacuum cleaner. Mine was a fucking black hole. I'm just saying. Anyway, we'll be back next week with our regular longer show. We have a guest next week, Deconverted Man. So come and join us on Friday. And we'll see you next week. Until then, this has been Packard Pokes that we just... poked at your news.
And that's a wrap.